Who deserves this $50 bill? We got it.
All right.
Okay, you guys.
All right, now Sophia's catching on. You guys should have had all your hands up, like kindergartners in a classroom. Come on, put them up. Who deserves it? You guys all deserve a $50 bill. All right. And that's an interesting exercise, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So that is an illustration that comes from some of the work we've been doing from our Even Mystics Have Bills to Pay classes and books by Reverend Jim Rosemurgy. And the things that we have been learning is, first of all, that God is our source. And that a consciousness of God is our supply. We looked at the concept of having no needs if we're living in the consciousness of God, because our needs are always being met. So it's the no needs consciousness. We looked at what is your penny, what may be a barrier in your mind to a consciousness of God. And in Reverend's class, who was at Reverend Carla's last Mystics Have Bills to Play class a couple weeks ago? Was anybody there? Well, Sophia was. It was exploring your willingness to prosper. So that's a good thing to take a look at. And that, thus, the $50 bill. Okay. So when we first start learning prosperity principles, like the law of attraction or like the attitude of gratitude, we're usually focused on manifestation. Like we want a new house, or we want a new job, or a new car. But Reverend Jim Rosemurgy says that this manifestation is actually none of our business. Now, it's not that it doesn't work. It is a law. It is what your thoughts draw, what you are focusing on to you. We call that the law of mind action. It's not that it doesn't work. If you focus on a shiny new car and you just love it to death and you see it in your life and visualize it, you may very well get that shiny new car. But that simple law is not what brings us the sense of fulfillment and abundance. As a personal example, about 4 years ago when we first moved to this building, I did the 4T prosperity course. And I began tithing 10% of my income. Before that I was tithing, but then I really made it a clear amount. And I began giving from my heart. And it felt wonderful. And also the results were truly miraculous. I saw so many things coming into my life. I was given that Lexus SUV, just given it to me. And after it was offered for sale, and then it was given to me. And then I gave a much needed $500 to the church. And then the very next day, I saw an inheritance, a check come in my way that was many times the amount I gave. And I've seen this happen over and over again, where I feel so led to give, and then something comes to me that more than covers that. And so it is a law that works. It felt wonderful, it is wonderful, and it just kept happening. Keeps happening. Miracles like this are what help us to take the first baby steps to prosperity consciousness. Later, I discovered that the yummy feelings that I got from giving were not what it was all about. They didn't last, and sometimes it even felt wrong, because I was going for the feeling rather than living in a consciousness of God. Jim Rosemurgi says that focusing on the manifestation is serving a false idol. He quotes the commandment from Exodus 20:3-4. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a graven image. So, a thought or a feeling or an image can be just as much a graven image as a stone idol. Now, in my life, I'm a planner. So I always want to look ahead and decide how things are going to go. And when I'm going somewhere, I want to see that map ahead of time. I want to see it in my mind. I'm not content to just let Siri take me there. I got to know where I'm going. And I want to have that picture in my mind. It's always been like that in my life. When I feel more secure somehow. And if there's something that bothers me, I'll work it in my mind to try to find the answer and fix the problem. But all of this doesn't work. The planning ahead, first of all, nothing ever turns out like I think it's going to, right? Or even if it does, it doesn't feel like I thought it was going to. And trying to fix the problem, you know, it just ends up causing anxiety and stress. So, if manifestation is none of our business, what is our business? Our business is to be centered in God, our source. God supplies all that we need and more so that we can live abundantly and joyfully. That's how we discover what brings us joy, being centered in God. When life is lived from a divine center, Jim Rosemurgi says, manifestation is a shower of blessing that rains upon us because we seek the kingdom and desire to know God, and that we can't find this by serving both the idea of manifestation and God. So I'm learning to look to God and not only affirming that God is my source, but also continually bringing my consciousness to God as my supply whenever I'm looking for something. So what does this mean? For me, it means spending time in the silence, meditating. It means bringing my awareness, my consciousness to God any moment of any day. If I have a question, if I have a problem, if I have a desire, rather than trying to work it in my mind or plan and make it all happen with anxiety, bringing that to my God consciousness, that sense of presence and well-being that inhabits each one of us and is the vital part of each one of us. In meditation, this is when the quail come. So, in the story of Exodus, when the Hebrew people wandered the desert, and God first provided quail as meat for the people. And then the quail were followed by manna from heaven that came every day onto the ground. And people could eat their fill, but the manna could not be stored. I think I heard recently that maybe those were some kind of special mushroom that grew in the morning. That's what they're theorizing. Interesting. Now, metaphysically, birds are interpreted as divine ideas. Divine ideas are freeing and limitless, like birds soaring above the earth. Especially in the Hebrew days, you know, the old days, we always thought that heaven was in the sky, so the birds are significant that they're there. And the quail were followed by the manna, which represents the realization that divine substance is everywhere present. If you look that up in Revealing Word, that's what it says. So when you meditate, Do you ever have like a random thought come in your mind and say, stop it, go away? Breathe in, breathe out. That thought, that very thought that seems so disruptive, that quirky idea that came out of the blue, that thought may be the seed of your prosperity. So pay attention. Jim Rosemurgy says that divine ideas are the bridge between the silence and our everyday lives, and that it's important to be sensitive to them. He also says it's vital to watch for opportunities. When an opportunity comes and we act on it, we will prosper. He says that in the silence, the consciousness of God first manifests itself as a feeling of well-being and security. Our inner world changes first. And then we may experience a divine idea or an opportunity. The quail are coming. And manifestation is on its way. At this time, it's important to keep our attention on God so that we don't get derailed focusing on what's being manifested or on the feelings along the way. Or as the Hebrews did, try to store up for the future only to have the manna rot on the ground. And then it's important to recognize the gift that we've been given. Maybe we've been offered a job or been introduced to someone who has important information that we need, or maybe we've even run across the perfect pedicurist. So we need to watch for opportunities so that we can become aware of God manifesting in our life. Did you hear about the flood victim who was standing on the top of his house and waiting to be rescued by God? Yeah, you probably know that one, but I'm going to tell you again. So first of all, a boat comes to deliver him, but he refuses to take the offer of help because he's waiting for God. And then a helicopter comes, and he also refuses it since he's waiting for God. And the floodwaters rise, and he drowns. And then he finds himself at the gates of heaven asking, God, why didn't you save me? And God answers, what do I have to do? I sent you a boat and a helicopter. So that's a cute story that illustrates the need to recognize and act upon divine guidance, to be thankful, and then with a receptive attitude, take action. Our lives are surprisingly and beautifully affected by miraculous gifts. But true change comes when, living in the Spirit, in the consciousness of God, we follow these divine ideas to a rich, abundant life, which is the perfect manifestation for our unique expression. In the early 20th century, there was a business person who had an idea. And in those days, the laundries put cardboard inserts inside the clothing to keep the wrinkles away. Do they still do that? Thane, I know you had your shirt. His shirt looks so good today. He admitted he had it done at the dry cleaners. Okay, well, anyway, so this person had the idea of putting an advertisement on those cardboard inserts to be seen when the clothing was removed. And so a prosperous business began and was still taken still further when they had the idea to add a children's game to the cardboard so that it would remain in the house to be seen again and again. So this was an idea received and acted upon. Isn't it easy to see these ideas in someone else? When you have a friend who doesn't follow through, say like someone who's written a book and hasn't yet pursued publishing it, in whatever way they can, or a sister like mine who began a successful consulting business and out of fear, took another stressful job at a really great big company. Great job. Now we all have them. We all have these opportunities. One of mine is to record backup tracks for singers in my home recording studio to make money. Or another is to create a blog and publish my songs online on my website called Radiant Being. Mm-hmm. I've just barely begun it. So maybe I'm off my track. Or maybe for the moment that idea is gone. So the only way to be sure is to once again become focused in the divine presence of God, so that we're receptive to the guidance of this day and to the opportunities that are coming up. In this day, go into the silence. Take the ideas that you are given. Love them and play with them. You can vision them. Be grateful and know that you are worthy of them. Take action. Stay in God consciousness and joyfully release the outcome and the manifestation to God. And so it is. Amen. Thank you.